Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back in on L Tuesday. On a Wednesday here on Fesco and Dusty.
L Tuesday.
Take that L, baby. This is Fesco and Dusty, not the drive to Carrington Harrison, I promise. Even though the web stream might say that, but you can like and subscribe on YouTube. It goes straight to the top of your page every time, so you don't have to search for it. You can be like Rob Maloney. Yes, that's his third shout-out of the morning. Sorry if you don't like it. Deal with it. The lights are on, but nobody's home yet, but he'll open up at 11 for you and have it on the TV. And he can replay it and replay it and replay it. And that's the thing, too. You can pause it, go do your stuff. Come back to it and do it as right back to where you left off. But the Royals last night, right? Okay. Playing late today. They play at 2:45, little opener session. Matt Cotrero, the Royals manager, will join us at 9, but Daniel Lynch gets the slab today against Jeff Webb, I believe it is.
Who?
Matt Webb. Matt Webb?
No. I don't know. You could have said Jeff, Matt, Bill, Tom, Al, Aiden, Ty? Jane, Braden, and Caden. I would have had no idea.
Ty Webb?
Ty Webb would have been fantastic as well. Mac, do you know who Ty Webb is or not? No, doesn't know that guy.
Logan Webb, sorry.
Logan, yes.
I thought he had local ties. I don't know what that means or why he would have
Logan
it.
Logan Webb.
I don't know why.
The name sounds familiar, but yeah. I don't know. Like, he played for the Giants back in the day, and he's still there. That's maybe the reason why I know that name, but
he's legally blind.
What? I'm sorry, what?
Logan Webb is considered blind.
The guy pitching today for the Giants is blind?
He was diagnosed in third or fourth grade. Well,
okay, let's stop. Yeah. Hang on a second. Why is this the first time I'm hearing about a blind pitcher in Major League Baseball?
You know Scherzer's eyes are two different colors.
I do know that, and I know most umpires are blind, but I didn't realize we had a blind pitcher today.
But you could be technically legally blind and still see fine, yeah. Right? It's like one of those vague like things that they say.
Like, I'm
legally stupid, but I'm able to like
continue on with this because I clearly can see the wheels spinning. Like you've got a story on this guy being blind.
I don't know. They discover it in third or fourth grade. He wore glasses forever. They finally switched to contacts, but he still wears glasses during the games.
So
for the right vision is what they say.
For the right eye vision or the right vision. How'd you guys do today? Oh, we lost to a blind pitcher.
He still wears them for night.
Night vision. Okay, well, it's a day game out
there.
That
seems like a cheat code. Yeah, he's got, like, the infrared.
Exactly. Yeah, like, what's going on out there?
He's, like, looking at people like he's the predator.
I mean, good Lord. Blind pitcher. Honest to God, I had never heard of that story before in my entire life. That makes the game even more intriguing today.
Yeah.
You better beat this guy. He's blind.
He's got that, he's got that Predator vision. Oh, I'm sure you've never seen that movie with Arnold and Jesse Ventura.
I've seen Predator.
I don't have time to bleed.
Yeah.
That's what the Royals do. You just come out soaked in mud, and he doesn't know if they were in the right batter's box or left batter's box.
Oh my goodness, that would be funny too. Yeah, thought that was a right-handed guy, right? That's a great story, man. Like, why? Honest to God, why haven't we heard more about that? If that was the NFL and there was a blind quarterback that was overcoming that to play quarterback in the NFL, we would know everything about that guy. Like, this is where Major League Baseball fails. It's not, you know, talking about the star players. It's talking about a guy who's overcome a lifetime ailment, basically, and is pitching in the big leagues. I mean, that's a great story to share with people, right?
I mean, the NFL has the Dolphins and the Falcons playing each other because both quarterbacks are left-handed. They'll make a story out of anything.
It's true. They will do something like that, right? But my God, that's an unbelievable story.
So is his right eye?
Is it? Yeah, I guess so.
So his blind side's his right side?
Which would make sense because he's right-handed.
So his left eye is his dominant eye. That's good for kids who are growing up. Like Jim Abbott, when he pitched without a hand. I mean, like not a lot of kids are growing up without a hand and whatnot. Well, but it's inspirational for somebody. Like you're dealing with something you don't think you can overcome it. Hey, this Logan Webb guy is pitching in the big leagues and he's blind. Like, holy cow! If he can do that, man,
you can have that side of the story. Or by golly, if this offense can't hit off a blind guy,
it is what it is
the rest of the year.
Right. Like, you can take that as well, right?
Yeah. Royals, you're up to bat in the ninth. They've got zero runs. The pitcher's blind. I did not make that up, Steve. Here's the scores. All right. I mean, if you can't get four runs off a guy who has one eye,
Come
on.
It's unbelievable. I'm mad at myself for not knowing this, but I'm more disappointed in baseball for not knowing this story. This should be one of your top players that you're promoting and talking about. Like, this guy's overcome one of the toughest things ever to be a professional athlete.
Imagine Good that guy Lord. Last night's name wasn't Birdsong, it was Birdseye, and this guy doesn't have a right eye.
Yeah.
Good hell. But yeah, that offense, man, I think we need to see Michael Garcia go up in the lineup, and I think we need to see Salvador Perez get about a day or maybe two.
Well, you said it yesterday. Give him today off and tomorrow off because they're off tomorrow, right?
Yes, sir.
And then you start Friday in Minnesota, and I love that idea. I think it's a brilliant one, and I think that has to happen again. Salvi, again, 0-4. He's, 2-11 or whatever he's hitting right now.
It ain't good.
It's not good. Really, the only player that has been consistent in this entire lineup recently has been Michael Garcia. Man, that guy's up to like 310, 312, something of that nature now. He's one of those guys that you see come up to the plate with the bat and you just feel like he's going to get a hit, and that's the guy you want batting fourth. That's the guy you want batting behind Vinny and Bobby in that order to keep some of these guys honest, some of these pitchers honest. And Salvi right now is not a guy that you have to worry about in this lineup, and it sucks to say that, but that's the reality of it right now. There's not a lot of guys. Like, really, the two or three guys that you got to worry about in this lineup right now: Kyle Isbell, who continues to do Kyle Isbell type things, and then you've got Michael Garcia doing unbelievable things this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy is dominating right now. And then obviously Bobby, he's only hitting 301 at this point and had a nice little beat out yesterday of the infield hit. But I mean, like, you expect Bobby at 325, 330 right now. So it's like everybody in the lineup is having their struggles, with this team right now. But guys like Michael Garcia, guys like Kyle Isbell, they're playing really well right now. I would move them up in the lineup, and I would give Salvi that day off. We'll have a conversation, as you mentioned, with Q coming up at 9 o'clock if he's over Norm's death, and we'll see what he's going to do with Salvi. But I mean, maybe it's one of those things too, Dusty, where you go, he's Salvi, he'll figure it out.
Yeah,
but I
mean,
I don't know.
I don't know, man, because Sal's averaged out of 213, Bobby 301, Michael Garcia 310, and then your surprises in the bottom of the order, which I do kind of like. Waters and Kyle Isbell hitting that 8-9 slot, because it kind of gives you that. I don't know if it necessarily extends your lineup, and I know there's a lot of people that probably would like to see them hit higher up, but when you go Waters Isbell and you come back up with India, which I think that should be Garcia, if I'm being honest, because if Michael Garcia is hitting the ball at a rapid rate, which is nice, and those two guys in the bottom of the lineup are kind of like the coffee and carrot cake for dessert after you've had your main course, like, one of those guys is most likely to get on. If Garcia gets on, then there's not really a ton of pressure for India because he's not hitting that leadoff spot. So then you go to Bobby, and if you get that sort of rhythm going, that's just where I would like to see a shakeup. It's just, let for about a week straight, let Michael Garcia hit leadoff, let Bobby hit second, let Vinny hit third, and then maybe you let Mark Canha hit fourth because he's not doing that terribly.
Hitting well, too,
he's
man.
Doing all right. I mean, he's
close to 300 on the year. Yeah, like, he's having a nice season.
He's doing okay for what he's doing.
Yeah.
But again, like Mark Canha, and maybe in that spot at a 286 hitter, that's better than what Sal's doing at 213, where we've got a month on a home run. He missed out on a hanger last night, the first day. That pitch, I've seen Salvador Perez hit 435 feet multiple times. And last night, that ball was right there on a platter from a young, inexperienced pitcher, and Salvador Perez whiffed on it. And that's a ball. And I'm not the only one with that opinion, because around Twitter last night, as I watched that game, I'm like, I wonder if anybody else is as harsh as I am on Salvador Perez right now. And, you know, I mean, that thing was just, is 86, you know, should have been licking his chops, no contact, again, over the plate. I don't know if he's 100%. I don't know that honestly. We could ask Q at 9, but I feel like today's a good day to take off. You get Thursday off, and then Minnesota Target Field. We all know Salvador Perez rakes there. That's the easy course that he can get his driver back. He can get his feel back with his wedges and start to actually feel the game out. But that makes
a lot of sense. You know, it really does. I think it's a great idea. It's okay to tell somebody, hey, you need a day off. It's okay to have somebody sit down and take a break and give them that mental break, because I'm sure with Salvi, with anything right now, it may be physical because he is 35 years old and things do tend to slow down a little bit, but it could be also a mental thing right now too for him. And having that mental break and that rest, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Everybody needs it. You refresh yourself, right? You come back and you're ready to go on Friday when you go up to Minnesota. Now, if he goes to Minnesota and he goes 0-12 in this series, then that to me would be a bigger conversation.
Then you're getting a week.
Piece.
You're not getting a bye. You're not getting a day. You're getting a week.
Well, it becomes one of those fake disabled list stints, you know, where he's battling a sore something or other, and you give him a couple of weeks off just to kind of find himself a little bit. But again, this is why I hate to be the "I told you so" guy with the enjoy it while it lasts, because we were talking in the break about, you know, some of these competitive teams and that are legit competitors to the Chiefs in the AFC, and we'll get to that in just 1 second. And there's one team that I don't think is a competitor anymore. More, and I think they missed their window. And so that's why you have to enjoy this stuff, because a year ago when we started this season, we were talking about Salvador Perez Hall of Fame candidacy, right? Mm-hmm. And not to say that that's gone, because I don't think that's gone at all. I still think he's a Hall of Famer, but I'm going back in my notes and trying to figure it out. It was like 20 some home runs and 70 RBIs, right? To get to 300 and 1,000 or something like that. He wasn't that far off of where he needed to be for like those benchmark numbers. Mm-hmm. And now you look at, you go, boy, I don't know if Salvador Perez is going to get there, you know, with the, what was it, like 27 home runs or whatever he was away from 300 or something like that. We thought, boy, he could possibly get that this year, but he is slowed to a screeching halt right now in that home run department. As you mentioned, it's been a month since this guy's hit a home run. So 25 home runs left. Yeah. So he started the season at 27 away from 300. He's got 25 to go. I thought he'd probably get close to that this year and maybe spill it in the next year. At this rate, he's not going to get those 300 home runs, and that shouldn't keep him out of the Hall of Fame. Everybody finishes their career, for the most part, slow. It's going to happen to Patrick Mahomes, too.
63 RBI, 25 home runs. So that's where he's
63
at.
For 1,000, right? Mm-hmm. It's so close.
He's a career 266 hitter. He's hitting 213. That's significantly lower. That's the tough. He slugs for a career 454. He's currently slugging 317. To give it more perspective, he's a career 756 OPS. He's currently with OPS of 566. He's 200 points down and almost 100 points down in average.
Yeah, 53 points in batting average from 266 to 213. That's insane. I mean, that's the one that jumps out. It's not necessarily the power numbers. It's the no numbers.
Yeah, he's 53 points lower for his batting average. So not 100. That's harsh.
Gosh.
It's tough, man. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's something where it's like, hey, man, do you need a day? You want to take? Because he's not going to say yes. Sometimes, I don't know, maybe that's just where you have to kind of step up and be like, hey.
Well, that's up to Q to go in no there. Doubt. You're not playing today, man. Sorry. No, or maybe the day off.
Or maybe Sal has that Will Smith moment from last year where he goes up to Q and says, hey, Skip, I need some time.
Yeah.
It ain't me right now. Let Freddie get in there and spark something up.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But, right. You know, usually athletes don't realize that they got to be told. The Will Smith thing, I think, is more of an anomaly than anything.
Huge.
You know, and then you have the Gilmesh situation. I mean,
Huge anomaly.
We've had two big anomalies here in that, and now we think that's reality. You know, just like, oh, this Chiefs run is going to continue. That's normal. No, it's an anomaly that's going on right now. But athletes are never going to wave the white flag. They have to be told that they need that time off. And that's where Q has to come in as the manager and say, hey, man, we're going to give you a day. It's okay. We love you. You're still Salvy. But we think, hey, you need a couple of days off. Who doesn't every once in a while?
A lot of people hate the same stuff over and over again, the repetitive stories. I think it's the same story, just a different year when it comes to the competitors of the AFC.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs obviously will be the number one focus for a lot of people. No questions there. Why? To me, it's still the same four as it was last year. I just don't know how much strength is behind those four numbers. But it's Buffalo. This is my opinion. I don't speak for the entire show. I'm just letting people know that. I think it's Buffalo. I think it's Baltimore. I think it's Houston. And I think it's Cincinnati. Houston, here's why. That division, they're going to be a contender because they're going to get in the playoffs. I think they have a quarterback that you can trust enough. They have a quarterback wide receiver combination that's lethal and deadly in Nico Collins and CJ Stroud. Their defense is decent. D'Amico Ryans has got that team under his belt. That's a contender.
And you're playing in a division right now that's basically the AFC West when Mahomes took over.
Yeah.
You know, which is a hot mess of garbage.
Lost.
And you've got the best quarterback coach combination by far in that division. You ought to run roughshod over the AFC South.
Yeah. And then I think Baltimore, for the obvious, right? We don't really need to dive into why Baltimore's a contender. It's,
great
it's
head
Baltimore.
Coach quarterback combination,
no
too.
Doubt. Buffalo, hello.
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. Look, there's the teams are starting to spring up in the AFC East. We'll see what the Dolphins are. We'll see what New England can be. And then we know what the Jets will be.
Yeah.
And then there's Cincinnati, in my opinion. I think Cincinnati will always be a contender because we talk about contenders in these teams. Buffalo has Josh Allen. Baltimore has Lamar Jackson. Houston has CJ Stroud. And Cincy has Joe Burrow. I think the one thing that you have to be a contender is a quarterback that you can trust to go out there and be productive. All four of those teams have that.
And I'll back off from Cincinnati a little bit on this one because while they do have Joe Burrow, he still has to overcome an incompetent organization. And that is very hard to do. You can be a great player and have to try to overcome incompetence in your office. Imagine, you know, whatever your job is and you have management that doesn't allow you to do the things necessary to have success at your job. They make you take the hard route to everything, right? And that's where Joe Burrow is in Cincinnati. I mean, you've got your star defensive player fighting with the organization, Joe Burrow backing the star defensive player, so he's kind of anti-organization right now. Zach Taylor has been listed as, what, 21 as the best coach in the NFL, so his rose has fallen off the bloom, if you will, in Cincinnati, and I think they've invested their money wrong in the wide receivers, and I think they had that window that was open, and because of the way that they acted, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are never letting them through the window again. So they had that chance. They blew that chance in the Super Bowl. I don't know. I'm very...
on the fence?
Not on the fence. I'm very interested to see how Cincinnati responds. I think they're going to be an intriguing team this year, but I don't know if it's going to be for the good.
But not a contender?
I don't know yet. I don't know yet. I think, A, they're in a hard division right now with Baltimore in it. I find like...
Well, Cleveland's going to suck and Pittsburgh's falling apart.
Well, yeah, unless they get Aaron.
So, I mean, yeah, go 500 against Cincinnati, take care of... Or go against Baltimore, take care of... Which Joe Burrow can't beat Cleveland, which is weird.
It's strange, yeah.
But yeah, so I don't know.
But so I don't know. I think for me, the jury's out on Cincinnati. I just think this Trey Hendrickson thing is going to run deeper than many people believe. There's going to be a lot of animosity there. And I'm just kind of reading the tea leaves on this one. And when something doesn't feel right or smell right, you know, it's probably not right. And that's kind of where I feel with Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's fair. I think there's two true contenders besides the Chiefs, and that's Buffalo and Baltimore. You can make your order. And then I think it's Cincinnati. I would not put Houston there. Okay. I'm out on Houston this year. I think the Tank Dell loss is huge. And, you know, it's a red flag. It's like when you talk about a quarterback prospect and the first thing you mention is like, dude, he's 6'6". And that's all you talk about for like 30 seconds, how big he is. We talked about Houston. 90% of what we just said was their division sucks. That doesn't mean you're a contender.
But you get into the playoffs and anything can happen, too.
Yeah, but is CJ Stroud beating, let's just say he has to beat two of Nettle, CJ Stroud consecutive beating Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, or Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, or Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes? I don't see that.
I don't know that he beats Allen and Mahomes, but I can, I mean, what is, and I'm a Lamar apologist. What?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Has he done in the playoffs? I think he has the same amount of postseason wins as C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud or Justin Herbert?
Well, I'm going Stroud. That's just me. How many wins does Lamar have in the playoffs? I mean, it's more than two,
yeah, probably,
right?
Four, five.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.